This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I think I'm going to probably tick off a lot of people saying this, but guys, just stop testing for COVID. Just stop testing for COVID. Everybody take a deep breath. Everybody just stop. These tests are getting completely out of hand, and it is making absolutely no sense what we're doing. And we're going to kind of get ourselves caught into some, deep caca if we don't think this through. And so for now, I just want everybody to just take a pause and stop testing for COVID. Just stop for a second. All right. First, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the COVID test kits, the freebie test kits, aren't here yet. So people don't have access to free test kits. And the prices of these test kits are going up because they're in short supply. I believe this is being reported out of USA Today. The Binex Now kits from Abbott, I guess, were originally $14. Now they're up to $19.88. This is at Walmart, at Kroger. The kits are now up to $23.99. Apparently, they were supposed to sell at cost for 100 days. Now, retail pricing has been reinstated. So the Biden administration had, I guess, asked that retailers do not charge over cost for these kits until 100 days. Now that that's over, okay, now they need their profit. These test kits have, I think, a lot to be desired. They could be the most amazing tool. The most amazing tool when you have a cluster or an outbreak, right? Or the start of an epidemic. But once you have a pandemic means it's pan. It means we can't control. We can't mitigate. It is all over. This is the first time in this wave that I think we can honestly say it's all over the place. Okay, Omicron's all over the place. COVID is all over. So you taking a test, let's just look at what happens with these tests. Okay, you have an at-home test. The average person is taking the test, one, incorrectly. They're not swabbing them correctly. Test comes out negative, they're going negative. Well, you didn't even do the test right. Now, you have diarrhea, and you're swabbing your nose. Good chance it's going to probably be negative day one. Or you're doing it too early. If you have a negative COVID test, that still doesn't mean you don't have COVID. It doesn't. The average person is showing a positive after two or three tests. We don't have enough tests for two to three tests per person. Then we're having employers, and I know this because they're calling through the telemedicine platforms, employers saying you can't come back without a negative test. And as we said before, you could show a positive on your COVID test for weeks. So you're testing, and you're testing, and you're testing. So if a negative test doesn't necessarily mean you're negative, and a positive test doesn't necessarily mean you're positive, again, you are wasting tests. You're wasting them. The big thing also is, why do we want you to test? Because we want to know if you have COVID. Okay, well, if any of you have a cough, if any of you have a low-grade fever, if any of you have a runny nose, if any of you have a sore throat, if any of you feel like a film on the back of the throat or in your lungs, if any of you just feel tired, just feel sick, you don't feel right, there's a 99% chance that you probably have COVID. I trust your symptoms more hearing all these people say, I'm negative for COVID, I'm negative for COVID, I'm negative for COVID, I took a test, I'm negative for COVID. Doesn't matter, I lost my voice, I got coffee. So I've been isolating, I mean, I'm here alone in my studio. Can't, you know, thank God, give it to the producers, because we need them still working and, you know, doing what they're doing. But it's you know, I'm here. It's, do I have to keep testing? Isolate. Not to mention, CDC has changed the isolation days to 5 days. So by the time you test and test and test, and you finally do show up positive, you're already out of your isolation period anyway. Just stop testing. Unless your doctor wants you to test, I don't think we're getting the gain, the ROA that we need to on these tests. I want you to test for flu. If you're having a high fever, if you're having symptoms that come on really abruptly, now we aren't talking hospital settings. Hospital settings, we're going to test you for everything. But I want to know if you have flu, because then we could start flu medication at least. But with COVID, we wanted the testing available, so as soon as you got sick, you test. If you're positive, boom, we hit the COVID medication. Well, where is the COVID medication? According to President Biden, he's ordered another 20 million doses of Paxlovid, the Pfizer drug, which I'm excited about. That's not going to come out for another few months. So what are you testing for? If you're coughing and sneezing and have a fever and you're sick, you telling me you have a negative test means jack diddly squat to me. You're telling me you have a positive test will get able duh out of me. So why are you testing? Who should be testing? Well, one is the test should be for the hospitals. They should be for the medical centers who are trying to figure out, you know, what they need. It should be for those who are pregnant, that where the OBs need to kind of gear and be prepared on what they need to do. But right now, the average doctor is going, look, we're assuming y'all have COVID. If you are coughing and sneezing and your test is negative for COVID, you go, whew, we're still like, you know, you're still at risk. We're all at risk. Well, what if I'm vaccinated? Vaccinated too. Look at that study that came out, that report that came out of the UK. 80% of their hospitalized patients were vaccinated. This is not a disease of the unvaccinated. This is a disease of everybody. So Omicron's hitting everybody. So whether you're vaccinated or not, whether the medication is available or not, whether you're showing up positive or not, we just have to assume you have COVID. So maybe slow down on hoarding and trying to get all these test kits, because I think the hospitals and the testing centers need them right now. And let's just take a little step back until we kind of figure out what we're actually using these tests for. And can we get the medications so we can start treating early? 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer today. All right. So, this is a very, very frustrating time. I am a big fan of letting people make their own decisions. I am a big fan of people not being forced to do something, especially when it's a putting you at risk, such as, let's say, a vaccine. I got the vaccine, but I wouldn't force it on somebody because in case they do have a side effect. Almost 11,000 people have died, according to the CDC, since getting their COVID vaccine, possibly vaccine-related. Those numbers are just too high to allow any mandate to still circulate in the courts. But it still does. The mandates are still alive and well. And so the Mayo Clinic has now fired 700 workers for failing to get their COVID vaccine. And the healthcare system says they are losing around 1% of their employees who failed to get the shot. Why would they do that? I don't know. The hospital's mandate has faced scrutiny with 38 lawmakers. They wrote a letter to the clinic protesting the decision. They said some people, including certain hospital employees, have issued support for the mandate, saying it's in the best interest for the workers and patients. The debate on whether my getting a vaccine is protecting you or is it protecting me is, you know, it shouldn't be as contentious a debate. I'm getting a vaccine to improve my immune system. What is debatable is if I'm vaccinated, am I giving you less virus or not? And there was a study that came out showing the viral load is identical. Identical, just like my cousin Vinny, in terms of a vaccinated or unvaccinated individual. So my getting vaccinated is for me. It's a selfish reason. Right? I got vaccinated because I did not want anything that China could have possibly manipulated or leaked or whatever the heck this was. I didn't want it in my body. I was wrong. I still got it anyway. I mean, it's all over. The vaccines only protect you a certain amount. And it wasn't just one wave, it's multiple waves, and we still have these variants coming. There's a new one in France. They say not to worry about it, but still it's another one picked up in France that they believe came from Cameroon, from a traveler. I mean, you know, it's not a slam dunk. And so I got vaccinated for me. So when somebody says we need to can you, because you being unvaccinated puts our patients at risk, you know, I start to question that. Now, where are they coming up with that? Where is their logic? Okay, where is their argument? Well, their argument is that herd immunity, where you have vulnerable individuals that can't get a vaccine. And these vulnerable individuals need to know that everybody around them has protection, so that the virus could not possibly even live around, you know, those people who are vaccinated. So then they won't touch the inner herd or those that are being protected. But we've already found that vaccinated people carry the virus, that inanimate objects carry the virus. So a vulnerable person is at risk anyway. You know, did you guys hear about this lady who died at a card game? This is interesting, and what's happening with this here. Okay, and it's sad, because, you know, I told you people will lie about being sick. But Barbara Bartolovich was 82 years old, and she died after catching COVID from a friend. Now, all the headlines have been about how her friend lied and hid their infection so they could go to the card game. Everybody who attended the card game had claimed to be vaccinated. Now, if somebody was at risk, you would think, well, then, you know, again, they should not be around others, obviously, because, you know, the vaccine only protects you so much. But a lot of the headlines now are kind of going after this woman who kind of hid the fact that she was sick. She's no hero, obviously. Obviously, that's not the coolest thing to do. That's, you know, that's frustrating that people are lying about them being ill. But is it really that person's fault that somebody goes to a public event and dies of COVID? Is all the blame really on that one person? So this 82-year-old who died, Barb, and may she rest in peace, and it's so sad that she did die, but she was a cancer survivor, and they said that she allegedly died because she caught it from the friend who hid that they were sick. Barb was from Ohio. She was vaccinated against the virus, took strict safety precautions. She only socialized with people who were also vaccinated. Well, that's the mistake right there. If you only socialize with people who are vaccinated, you have this false sense of security because vaccinated people can carry it and still get sick. The one thing we've learned about Omicron is vaccinated people are getting it. Her granddaughter, Laura Nash, Michigan, claims her grandma decided to attend a card game after all invitees claimed to be vaccinated. But one attendee failed to disclose that they had COVID. Somebody decided the testing positive for COVID is something they could hide. She said the only way we found out was the person owned up after Nana got sick. And again, you don't want to hide that you're sick. But I'm telling you guys right now, assume anybody you're around is sick, even if they don't have symptoms. Just assume it. Okay, this is, you know, but Barb got sick kind of before we all figured out what's going on with Omicron. She passed away December 21st. So in her defense, she probably thought it was one of those things where if somebody had COVID, it was going to be very, very apparent. So she died at Mercy Health St. Elizabeth Health Center in Ohio. She had to be hospitalized and ventilated. She was vaccinated. She was a blood cancer survivor but had a weakened immune system. So the granddaughter is very upset that the friend, whose identity is not being revealed right now, took the risk of spreading a proven deadly virus just to play a game of cards. And that's exactly what's been happening. People want to go to work. They want to go on a trip. They want to get married. They want to see their friends. They want to see their grandkids. These people are not letting a virus stop them. But then again, we can't do a witch hunt on this one person when there is no way a card game was a sterile atmosphere. And where we failed is, you know, we should have, again, reminded people that just because you're vaccinated or you're among vaccinated, you're going to be clear. That's the one thing I really am ticked off about on how public officials and the CDC approach this the whole time. They were like, if you're even Biden said, if you're vaccinated, you're good. No, you're not. If you're vaccinated, you're not good. You are still a septic tank of MRSA, of coronavirus, of rhinovirus, of flu. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're sterile, for crying out loud. And even I think the CDC and Fauci said, look, you know, you could be among vaccinated people for Christmas. You could be, most vaccinated people I know have gotten Omicron. Don't tell me that I could be in a room with vaccinated people and not unvaccinated people, because vaccinated people can be just as sick. And this is the BS we have been spreading over and over and over again. And so people think that they're in the clear. So everybody's mad at this friend. This friend is probably now completely ostracized from others. And again, she did a bad thing. She shouldn't have gone if she was sick. We've asked people to avoid others if they're sick. And I think she and everybody has learned a lesson that you could kill somebody if you're sick and you expose them. But I think we also need to learn a lesson, because they keep changing and they keep focusing this wrong, that you know, you do not assume somebody who's sitting next to you that's vaccinated is sterile. Many of them don't even realize they have COVID themselves. Us testing negative for COVID still doesn't mean anything. And I hear that all the time, because I'll ask people, go, oh, yeah, you're going away this weekend? That's good. Oh, yeah, I tested negative for COVID. Do I believe them that they tested negative for COVID? What do you believe anymore? People want to get on with their lives. COVID is all over the place. And so you just need to expect that it to be there. So anyway, Mayo Clinic, in the meantime, though, is firing people. So there's going to be less staff, which I think puts people more at risk, because they didn't get a vaccine. And by the way, if you've worked at the Mayo Clinic since the start of the pandemic, you've got to have some immunity. I mean, 24 months of the pandemic, and they haven't been vaccinated? Please. They have some immunity. So, other hospitals are loosening up, and they are bringing people back, saying, look, you know, we are going to, you know, keep the mandate going, but Mayo Clinic is. 1-877-DOCTOMMY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. The fire department saying 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. Philadelphia First Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy explaining what's being done to make sure this never happens again.
We are working with the Fire Marshal's office. We plan on and intend on getting a cause for this fire.
Private payrolls are seeing a big jump. ADP saying they grew by 807,000 in December. The number released more than double what Wall Street was estimating. The figure also released ahead of the jobs report, which is due out Friday. USA Radio News. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will attend the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid's funeral in Las Vegas this Saturday. Former President Obama is expected to deliver and attend the eulogy. Reid was Nevada's longest-serving U.S. senator and was Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2015. He died at the age of 82 on December 28th. With a little bit more on the coronavirus pandemic, the explosive increase in cases in the United States may not be cause for alarm.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Good Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nancy writes, why aren't more doctors giving steroids when somebody has COVID? Okay, steroids. Let's talk about that. How many of you guys got steroids when you were diagnosed with COVID? All right. Yeah, that's kind of what a lot of doctors are using because we were fearing the cytokine storm or the inflammatory sort of a response that you get. So a lot of doctors give steroids. There have been some amazing studies on that. Steroids, though, are tricky. Steroids are tricky. I'm seeing people get steroids for sore throats. People are getting steroids for their sinus infections. They're getting steroids for their bronchitis. We give steroids for everything. People are getting steroids for their headaches. People are getting steroids for their menstrual cramps. Steroids, 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 steroids. Steroids or that Medrol dose pack makes everybody feel better. Their back pain goes away. Their sciatica goes away. Steroids are a little tricky. And when I was in training, you know, it's interesting. You go through these waves in schools, of you know, what seems to be the biggest thing, and then, oh, well, let's, you know, hold off, wait, slow down on it. So when I went through school, I went through the wave of, we're getting carried away with narcotics, so less narcotics, people are getting addicted. This was in the mid to late 90s. And don't overdo it with the steroids. We're overdoing it with the steroids. And the reason why is, let's say like my grandfather, for example. My grandfather, before there were steroids, he was on aspirin, Buferin, and then he ends up getting a GI bleed, bled through his bed, went into congestive heart failure. He was a football player, you know, Leatherhead, right, when they had the caps. And he had gouty arthritis and probably CTE, and he was in a lot of pain. And so he kept taking things to manage the pain. I think he would even go down to Nogales, Mexico, to get gold injections. We don't really know if those ever worked. But we had seen early on that anti-inflammatories would be pretty destructive to the heart, to the kidneys, to the GI system. And so steroids being used to modulate the immune system had been, I mean, a godsend, you know, for steroid medications to be out, and we've been using them for decades. We found so many applicable uses. And as a medical student, I remember it was very, very tricky because we would have a pneumonia and we would have a patient with severe pneumonia. And you would learn that the steroids suppress the immune system. Steroids suppress your immune system. That's why we're using them. But if you need to fight a pneumonia, you need your immune system. And so some of the pneumonia patients would get steroids, some wouldn't. And I would ask my attending, how do you know when to do it or not? And he's like, you just do. Okay. All right, well, okay, so instinct. So if you think they're getting wet, if you think they were getting really inflammatory, if you thought the inflammatory gook was filling up in their lungs, you do the steroid on top of the antibiotics. So the antibiotics would help with the bacterial infection. If it was a bacterial pneumonia, the steroids would help with some of the gook, and we would get them to resolve. But not everybody was treated with steroids because, again, the steroids suppress the immune system. So here we are with COVID. Fast forward, and we know that COVID can kill because of the dramatic inflammatory response, yet the CDC does not recommend to give steroids. Why not? Well, because we're still investigating those people responding and overcoming their COVID. Is it because their immune system is not suppressed? So whenever the government is making medical decisions, you have to realize there's two things going on. One is they're trying to do what's best for the person, but the other big thing is they also have to, I guess, cover their butts. So if somebody has new onset COVID and the CDC says throw them on steroids and they get worse, somebody's going to say you suppressed their immune system, you just did them in. They might not have, but that's exactly what these medications do. They're supposed to suppress the immune system. So you need to be very, very careful, and there's a choreography to it. Now, we do use steroids if we think, one, your immune system is going to be strong enough, if we think your inflammatory system is going to overcome you, if we think that you're going to have more benefits than risks, we're going to do it. But we make that decision a lot of times in person. So with telemedicine, we're told we're not supposed to be giving steroids for COVID. If you get diagnosed with COVID, we're not supposed to just blanketly give you a steroid. If you're having shortness of breath, somebody needs to identify why you're having shortness of breath. Are you having shortness of breath because you have a blood clot? Because COVID could cause a blood clot. Are you having shortness of breath because you're having a heart attack? Or are you having shortness of breath because of COVID? So for those of you frustrated that some people are getting steroids and some aren't, I'm just kind of explaining to you kind of what's going on. I'm seeing a lot of people get steroids and a Z-Pak. Has the CDC said that's proper treatment for COVID? No, they have not. But some people are feeling better with a Z-Pak. Just like some people have felt better with hydroxychloroquine. Some people have felt better with ivermectin. But the CDC is staying consistent. If they're not going to approve the Z-Pak, the Zithromax, or the steroids, then they're also not going to approve the ivermectin or the fluvoxamine or the Benadryl or the Viagra or all these other things that have been showing that there could be some promise with COVID. But then you and I are waiting for the CDC to finally show some cojones and say, okay, guys, you know what? If you want to treat COVID, you could do it with X, Y, and Z. There is going to be a big awakening in the next year or two, and Rand Paul has already started it, on bringing light to the fact that there might have been a lot of interventions we could have done. And how many of the 840,000 deaths that we have could have been prevented if we allowed people to have access to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? Now, there's going to be another argument saying, well, how many people would have died from being inappropriately given something that hadn't been completely vetted? So the arguments will be there. But in this chaos, if we are flip-flopping with our CDC guidance when it comes to COVID and masks and isolation, then you would think that we also should probably have that sort of, I guess, flexibility with some of these therapeutics. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So her next question was, so how do you get steroids if nobody's going to give them to you? Well, here's the thing. If you need them, you should be able to get them. But you have to be very careful trying to get them from an over-the-phone doctor. If I'm ever giving steroids, I need to make sure, one, you're not diabetic. If I give you a big dose of steroids, you possibly, your blood sugar can spike. You know, and you know, your diabetes being out of control doesn't help you fight an infection either. So I need to make sure your diabetes is in good control. I also need to make sure your blood pressure isn't in stroke range. If you have a blood pressure of 180 over 100, I need to really, you know, make sure I have justification for why I'm giving you a steroid, because your blood pressure is going to skyrocket with that. If you have an ulcer, if you have GI upset, if you have a poor heart, I have to be very, very careful when I give a steroid. But I'm noticing now we're giving steroids left and right for sore throats. Your sore throat hurts. Take, you know, use a steroid. I got through my sore throat with Tylenol, saltwater gargles, but nope, we're giving steroids now for sore throats. We're starting to overuse them. I'm a little nervous about that. But I do think that there are huge applications for steroids in the COVID fight. We do use steroids in the hospital. We use them very frequently. But you're not going to probably be able to get them over the phone that easily. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. So babies born during the early months of the pandemic scored slightly lower on a screening of their developmental skills than those who were born before the pandemic, regardless of whether the moms have COVID-19 or not. This is according to a study that was just published and reported this week. The study was in JAMA Pediatrics, the Journal of American Medical Association. It followed 255 babies that were born in March of to December 2020 in New York City. As you know, that was one of the major epicenters. They had one of the largest numbers of cases. And so the infants were screened for social, communication, motor skills at 6 months of age using a standard questionnaire. Now, they don't fill it out. Their mommies do, or dads. About their ability to roll from the back to their stomach, how often they babbled, and other milestones. Sometimes they'll coo at 2 months, they'll focus their eyes on you and be able to you know, recognize you within the first few weeks and things like that. There's certain milestones. And they say in most areas, babies born during the pandemic had lower scores than those born previously. That held true whether they were born to moms who were infected with COVID or not. Now, keep in mind, just because somebody didn't test positive didn't mean they had it. Now, they say the results may not be indicative of long-term lags, because that's a big concern parents have. You know, is my child going to have long-term issues or not? But they say the differences were small discrepancies in average scores and not necessarily higher in terms of developmental delays. They said scores in social skills and fine and gross motor skills were lower among babies born during the pandemic, but communication skills were a bit higher. So, you know, when I had my kids, I didn't have a lot of leave. I had saved up my 2 weeks vacation, my third-year residency, for the baby. I rarely took vacation anyway. I always do. I always save it up, because you never know when you're going to need it. I didn't even take off really after my hysterectomy. I just like to save up whatever leave I have, because you just never know. And I, you know, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. If I could work today, I'm going to work today, because there might be a day when I can't work. And so I took 2 weeks off after my first pregnancy, and then I came back to work, and I brought the two-week-old with me. If I had a place for daycare, I would have, but I didn't. I wanted the baby with me. I was breastfeeding. And luckily, in my third-year residency, I had done all the hard stuff. I had worked all the way through. I had done all the hard stuff. I delivered all the babies, managed all the maternity patients I had, managed all the patients I had to do, such that my electives were kind of easy rotations where I could bring the kid. With my second baby, I only took 3 days off. And then I came back and I brought the baby to work. And we had a room with a filter, and it was away from the patients. This way I could breastfeed and I could be there, but I had to go back to work. I was running an office. I didn't have anybody to cover for me. And I just, you know, being home wasn't fun. So obviously those kids didn't get to spend a lot of time with mommy, with my goo goo gaga, and my, oh, look at the baby, and oh, look at the baby. I mean, I would talk to them like that, but they didn't get it all day long. And mind you, all the kids do is sleep when they're first born. So I'm like, I might as well work, and I'm not going to sit there watching them sleep. You know, just throw on a couple maxi pads. I could still work after having a baby, and I did. I'm just a workaholic. Please don't follow what I do. Take a good few months, even longer, with the baby. You really should do that. But me, I'm a workaholic. And I mean, the kids, I think, came out better because they weren't around me that much. But if you're home because of the pandemic and you're around the baby, you're talking to them more. They hear mom more. So they do get, I think, more communication, and dad. So I could see why the communication skills are higher. But when kids are thrown in daycare or thrown, you know, they're going to then be in competition with other babies for the attention of the caretakers. And, you know, it's interesting. It's very interesting. Kids, you've seen the studies. When you look at siblings, the first child ends up being obviously the most communicative because they got to talk to parents. There's nobody else around. Okay, they get lifted all the time. They get, you know, they're good motor wise, but the second child will usually excel motor wise, but be less communicative. And I think that's that whole competition. The second child, one, needs to get around the first child, okay? All right, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of stimulus. So that second child knows they can't be a sitting duck, okay? Because mommy and daddy leave the room, the other kid comes up going, oh, do you want to eat this? Do you want to do this? So that second kid wants to move and wants to be able to join that first one. But the first child speaks for the second one. And that I see it over and over and over again. And then it happened with our kids. I'm like, it's not going to happen with our kids. Our kids are not going to be like a textbook. Oh, yeah, they were. Stone had to do the talking. I'm like, what's going on with Brock? Oh, Brock wants chocolate milk. And he said, make two glasses, and he says he wants to share it with his big brother. I go, really? yeah, really? Yeah, he said he wants, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and I look over at Brock, and he's like, what he said. And he just did the motor. He wouldn't talk. And I'm like, tell me what you want. And you know what he's thinking. He's thinking, look, my big brother could kick my butt, so just do whatever big brother says. So it's fascinating how that seems to work out. Not fascinating how there were some discrepancies in long-term lags. According to Sean Dione, an associate professor of pediatrics research at Brown University, he conducted research on the cognitive skills of children born during the pandemic, says it does, of course, give pause. Why the heck are these kiddos scoring less well on what I would consider very foundational skills, like motor skills particularly? Now, he was not involved in the pediatric study, but it is obviously concerning. He said he would have expected to see an effect on babies' communication because adults' masks hide their mouths when they talk, and infants have limited social interaction due to lockdowns. I disagree. I see why the masks take place, and I credit him for spurning this thought. But if the kids don't see their parents move their mouths that much, they're not going to move their mouth. I mean, they might not mimic. There might not be that mimicry. You know, and again, you're stuck in a house in New York. You know, New York, it's 400 square feet if you're lucky. Your apartment. I mean, it's small living quarters. You know, you don't really get to move around and run around. You know, if you're in a confined space, you move less. I think these kids pick up on that. I think a lot of it is lockdowns. You also wonder about the, just the virus itself. You know, this virus, we still have no transparency or clarification on what the hell was done and why it was, you know, why it was possibly leaked or, you know, being experimented on, or nobody wants to come out and say. And my guess is because it's going to open up a whole can of worms, you know, in terms of protocols and other labs. So I think there's a big cover up. And so as far as I'm concerned, this is a virus that probably has some bad consequences for some people. Not only the immediate deaths, but in terms of long term. And I wouldn't be surprised if those of us that got exposed, it did make us a little dumb. I notice I'm a lot dumber now than I was last year. I can't do the calculations I used to be able to do. I don't remember things like I used to do. I have more brain fog. I don't like that. I don't remember having active COVID. But all I know is my memory has changed. And my friends, too. I'm like, what's wrong with you? How did you forget that? And so I think it is messing with our brains. And maybe this was all on purpose. They said all of the participants were born at New York Presbyterian Morgan Stanley's Children's Hospital or the New York Presbyterian Allen Pavilion Hospital. Scores were compared to those of 62 infants born at the exact same hospitals before the pandemic began, tested at the same age at their six-month-old mark. Now, could also be stress, pregnant women and the stress. So they got to figure this out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.